listener production. Our dirty little secret of two tasty Pop-Tarts of joy that nobody talks about. Shh. If too many people listen, they may have to become grown-ups. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Chatting to a friend on the weekend, Alex Dyson, who says that he's training for the half marathon that's coming up in Sydney. And I'm very much hoping he gets the same treatment as China's Hei Ji got over on Sunday. After the Beijing half marathon, organisers are investigating after footage that was shared of their run, saw three African runners leading Hei Ji, who then can be seen pointing to the finishing line and then apparently waving He out in front while slowing down. He then won by 1 second.
What?
He was coming fourth. Hey was coming fourth.
Who was coming fourth?
I don't know how to pronounce his name. It's H-E.
Yeah, no, it's just almost a who's on first situation there.
Oh, you're stitching me up, man. Not cool. Anyways, look, at times this show will feel like a half marathon, but we promise we will cross that finishing line before you know it.
Yes, it's a big show. We're a little bit of confusion in the world of divorce happening this week. As well as that, we're crossing to the city of Adelaide because a particular resident has got some beef with me.
On top of that, we will be doing probably our loosest mind blown yet. I implore you to stick through it with us. We'll go to places
I don't. Tune out after we talk about Adelaide.
Just give it a go. It did go to places we weren't expecting. So apologies in advance. It probably is more of an adult friendly show once we hit that third break. But
it is a conversation that is either for adults or juvenile koalas. That's the conversation later on.
All right, we're going to dive in. Let's do it. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Hope you're having a good one.
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go. One of the worst things in the world, Matt, is when, let's say you look something up on the internet, all right? You type in the search box.
Mm-hmm.
This happens, I don't know why it happens. It happens on multiple sites. Things pop up, you go to click them, but for whatever, everything shifts down just as your finger's coming down and you click some other random thing.
You click
What's
an ad, yeah.
That second
total
shift?
Total dog move, man.
Is that deliberate on the internet?
I honestly think they do it on purpose. They must know.
What's going on with this thing? Can we get to the bottom? Bron, has this happened to you?
Yeah, it does happen and I don't like it.
And there's some that get you every single time. Like you should know and every time. And like sometimes, I swear to God, you will wait. You will say, I know that this thing pops up, this will move, and you wait.
Yep.
Then you go to press it, still moves. Like it knows.
That's it. Anyway, bringing that up because the wrong couple got divorced after a solicitor clicks the wrong button. Now, I don't know if it was a similar situation. He's in the divorce court and he's like, yep, these two were the ones getting divorced and it had that little secondary drop
suddenly
down.
There's an ad for Survivor Australia that comes on. The divorce exactly right. Lawyer.
This marriage is not surviving. But yeah, the couple were divorced by mistake after a solicitors at a leading London law firm made a computing error and a senior judge said it cannot be overturned. The couple, referred to as Mr. and Mrs. Williams by the High Court, were married for 21 years until they separated in 2023. Sir Andrew McFarlane, the president of the family division, explained lawyers had intended to apply for a divorce for a different client but inadvertently opened the electronic case file in the Williams versus Williams and proceeded to apply for a final order in the case.
And he granted the Williamses, divorcing within 21 minutes, it says.
There you go. So now
that's
the Williamses, do they have to get married again to get back married? Is that what they're saying now?
But I'm wondering why, because it says here the solicitors realised, their mistake 2 days later.
Yep.
Because the couple would have come in and said, hey, why aren't we divorced yet? And they would have gone, you are. And they would open up the file and been like, oh, no.
Oh, that's somebody else. So, yeah, it looks like that they went to the court to say, hey, guys, look, sorry, can we just, get this divorce annulled or whatever? I don't know what the term is for that. But this guy, Sir Andrew McFarlane, the president of the family division, rejected the application and said, there is a strong public policy interest in respecting the certainty and finality that flows from a final divorce order and maintaining the status quo that's been established. So That's pretty wild. And this guy, one of the UK's highest paid divorce lawyers, said the judge had reached a bad decision and had decided effectively that computer says no, you're divorced. That's final. That's it.
Just what the computer says.
What else? You've clicked the wrong button, it's done.
Mate, I had some friends, speaking of just like dodgy clicks, I had some friends who were trying to get some work done on their house, and the architect that they were using couldn't open up the flood regulation sort of standards for like the most recent file. So they went off a file that was 30 years old. And so they were like, oh, you can't.
Brisbane River didn't flood every second year.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, it was back in the day. So it was even worse than it is now, could you believe? So they were like, oh, you're going to have to build, 2 meters high and blah, blah, blah. There's all these regulations. And my friends kept going like, this doesn't seem right at all. And then it was revealed that this architect was like, oh, yeah, no, I couldn't open that file. I was going off this one.
Wow.
I mean,
if you're driving through Brisbane and there's a house on 20-meter high stilts, you know what's happened there.
I mean, Alex Dyson, you're often behind the panels of the radio. Surely you pressed the wrong button.
I have. My issues are usually just not recording and then doing a whole interview and then having to tell the people, oh, we didn't record that. Can we do that whole thing again? Please laugh at my jokes again.
Every interview when you get the audio, it sounds like this. You're like, yeah, so what was it like when the lion jumped out at you while you were touring through Mozambique? And the response like, yeah, it's really scary.
Turn the wrong mic on there. No, I reckon all divorces should act like the recycle bin on a computer. Like you get divorced, but then you're in the bin, and if you like want to go and salvage it, you've got 30 days to rummage through the bin and take it out, dust it off, and the marriage is back on.
Or you could do like, like I was working on a film and someone accidentally deleted all of the footage that had been filmed that day. Do you know who? Yeah, it was.
Was it the movie Sweet F.A.?
No, actually.
Why didn't they leave it deleted? Ooh.
Quite sweetly, I will remind us of Dave Zielinski, who used to work on our show.
Oh, Dave, yes.
Yeah, and sweet and, great friend of the show, tragically passed away a couple of years ago. And it was on Dave's show. I was playing the character of Black Jesus. And the cameraman...
Man, you're typecast, mate. Matt O'Kine gets typecast all the time. No one in Australia can see you other than Black Jesus.
And so it's the smell of wine, I think.
The waft. The Black Jesus waft.
Yeah, and someone accidentally clicked a button. I remember the look on this camera person's face, man. He looks up. Because he was supposed to refresh this card, and he said, I've just formatted all of the footage.
Oh boy, yeah. We asked you as well, when did you click the wrong button? Alex said, I accidentally pressed a fire alarm at a police station.
You want to hope you weren't in trouble. that would have driven them up the wall if they were trying to get your prints or something and suddenly. Yeah.
And I feel like in the emergency services world, like the fire brigade would come and the police would just be all embarrassed. And it's like,
I know,
so
sorry.
Like the firefighters just have to roll their eyes and go back to their firehouse.
I know. I think that they're all friends. I just assume that they're all friends, but they might not be at all.
They have rugby games against each other and stuff.
And they'd be like, who's got the best siren? Like, oh, look at this lame siren that just keeps going, yeah. I've got a strong siren.
What are the different sirens?
Isn't one of them goes like this? Ooh, another one goes, woo, 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 woo. Don't they?
I'll have to look it up. Bron, can we get that for mailbag, please? Josh also said, I worked at a lab but with a guy who hit 100% load when he meant 10% load. He blew up $12,000 worth of equipment just by clicking enter. Oof. Oh, Josh.
Oh, no.
Very sorry for your friend.
Oh, no. I mean, if we're talking about 100% load, I'm sure there's lots of guys who have...
Okay, we've got to move on with this show. It's only 10% done. Let's go. Well, Matt, I tried to backtrack. I've tried to move on, but words do last forever. Made a, pretty snide remark about the beautiful Australian town of Adelaide, and the people were up in arms. Someone wants to defend Adelaide's honour, and so that's why right now on All Day Breakfast, we're entering the Low Court of Australia.
The people are real. The cases are real. Petty. This is Matt and Alex's Low Court of Australia.
Yeah, it's the Low Court. We got a message from Isaac. It said, I want to talk to Alex about Adelaide. Your name is Isaac. You're on All Day Breakfast. Isaac, what's going on, mate? Because you're coming in all guns blazing.
Alex, I've heard the questionable stuff you've been saying about Adelaide, mate. You want to explain yourself to that one, mate?
Look, I'm a poor comedian. Yeah. So bad a comedian that I don't even classify myself as a comedian.
Nah, mate. Comedian. Not even.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not a comedian. So yeah, I say the lowest the hanging fruit stuff. Possible and the first right. town that came.
Leave the comedian stuff to Matt, yeah? Matt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Thank you, Isaac. Oh. Thank you. Finally,
Matt,
someone
you're
to
a good
my
comedian.
Defense.
Oh, I tell you this much. Name that thing. Didn't really hit too well.
Oh, gee, mate. But, you've just come in here absolutely firing at everyone. What's going on? What's your real beef?
My real beef is with Alex.
Okay.
Alexander Dyson.
Yep.
The Dyson family. This bloody rat's attack in my city? Not on. Not on. I'm here to defend Adelaide.
Well, you're doing a good job of it so far. You are absolutely putting me in my place. Sounds like they're putting out the finest in the lands, Isaac.
What do you love about Adelaide, Isaac? What do you love about it so much?
Yeah, well, there's not much to it, really. But, Dyson, yep. You, as a sick Albertian, don't have the rights. The us, the Adelaidians, are disgusting.
Yeah, like we
That's
did say, I am
business.
From a town named Warrnambool, sometimes referred to as Colac by the Sea.
Warrnambools? Nah, mate, Warrnambools sounds more like it.
Warrnambools, okay.
From the town of Warrnambools. I mean, in the end, aren't we all from there? What would you say if I said this? I mean, I'm not a comedian, so I'm going to try out a joke here on you. You can tell me what you think of this joke. All right, I'm going to try.
Yeah, but it sounds terrible.
He hasn't
Well, again, I'd just give me one chance here, all right?
All right, come on, Isaac.
What about this one? Adelaide, more like Badelaide. What do you reckon?
Oh, whatever, you Warrnambool bastard. Keep your mouth shut. We're the ones. Us Adelaideans, we talk smack about Adelaide because we're from Adelaide.
Yeah.
No one else can.
Oh, okay. So it is one of those situations where if you come from a particular marginalised minority, you're allowed to, you know, talk about that in a bad sense, but everyone else, it's off limits.
Exactamundo.
Exactamundo. What's your favourite place in Adelaide?
Oh, I don't know. I don't really go there often. That place stinks. It smells like Victoria. I've been there, but comparing Victoria to Adelaide, I say Victoria stinks. It smells like Warrnambools.
G'day.
Thank you very much for getting in touch. What we do really appreciate is you reaching out and letting us know that you wanted to defend your city. We'll let the people decide whether you did that well enough not.
Oh, well, I did. And trust me, Matt. You, mate, good comedian, like I said about Alex, that title of rat dog, that's mine.
Your rat dog?
Are you saying you're a rat dog?
Yeah, I'm taking it, mate. I'm taking it right out of Alex's little hands.
Well, actually, you can have it, Isaac. I've been trying to get rid of it for years. The biggest rat dog in the lands, Isaac from Adelaide, calling up there.
All right. Thank you, Isaac. We'll see you next time.
See you, lads. See you, everyone.
Bye. He's gone.
I
don't really know what happened there.
Get cooking goose down there.
That's right, it's time for
Mind Blown.
Yes, that's right. It is a time when I attempt to blow your mind with a fact that I learned from the internet this week. And Alex Dyson, this may not seem like the most crazy fact, but I was like, whoa, I think I'd forgotten that. And that is the fact that koalas sleep 90% of their lives.
Yep, that is a fact that I think we learned quite early on in our Australian careers at school.
Did you? Yeah, but, you know, I just didn't really think about the actual statistics of it. Don't you think that's interesting?
Yeah, well, it's just you, but 10% more. It's
okay.
Fine.
Okay, what about this? What about this? Koala joeys go through a poo eating phase when they're about 5 or 6, where they eat their mum's poo.
Oh, all of them?
Well, that's what Caroline Monroe Wildlife's main koala keeper says.
Dear oh dear.
Apparently, it's vital to their survival. It contains special gut bacteria that koala joeys need to survive on their highly specialized diet of eucalyptus leaves.
Well, I tell you what, this Spanish politician needed to use koala joey defense recently. Did you see this story? I didn't talk about it at the time because it was just like, no, that's too disgusting for Matt and Alex all day breakfast. And we've got a low bar.
Well, what's this? Because, I mean, this sort of stuff that koalas are making for their little ones, it's called pap. You're telling me there's politician pappers out there?
I'm telling you that the International Business Times here is reporting that a Spanish municipal councillor has resigned from his position after photos were publicised of him eating his own excrement as part of a fetish.
Oh, God.
If he just went with the I'm a baby koala defence, maybe could have kept his job.
You know, I'm just glad that that's still not okay. Do you know what I mean? Like we don't have to sort of be like, oh yeah, I guess that's fine.
Well, you know, not to kink shame or anything, but it is. The lines have been blurred over the
yes
years.
Yes, to kink shame.
Yes, to
I'm
kink shame.
I'm gonna draw a line.
Whoa, all right, Matt. Righto. Here he is.
Can we even do any?
I don't know. That's why I didn't do it the other day.
What's your verdict, Bron?
On whether we can do it or not, or whether it's acceptable to kink shame.
Yeah. What's the most offensive part of this this talk back?
Sorry.
The most offensive part is Matt O'Kine and his intolerance of this person's.
Hold on. Okay. Because
a report from French news, FTS, claimed the politician was offering himself up for sexual use and described himself as wanting to be exposed, humiliated, and degraded.
Wait, how did he get found out? They just saw him do it.
Oh, they found photos. Yep.
Oh, he took photos of himself.
There's photos.
Mm. Okay, so then this is a kink for him.
I hope it's not just sustenance.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, where do we draw the line?
I mean, I don't know. So you're telling me
if he wait. No, this is the moral quandary we've got here, Daiso. You're telling me that if a politician says, "I want to eat my own poop because I like the taste," that's disgusting. But if he says, "I want to eat my own poop because it gives me a big old stiffy and makes me horny," somehow that's not more weird. Are you telling me that I can't say that that's kind of a bit different?
I'm telling you, Matt, that political correctness, okay, still has its time and place.
I'll tell you something right now. This story leaves a bad taste in my mouth and it ain't making me horny. All right.
Anyway, Bron. The verdict?
Oh, man, I can already see us having to make
that
it official.
That you just said, eating my own poo gives me a stiffy. I don't think we can have that as part of the show.
Why not?
Because we're better than that.
I cannot wait for like 3 days from now when we have to sit down and I have to be like, so some statements were made. Come on. And, you know, I said them in the heat of the moment and... Mm. Obviously, we accept everyone.
Yeah, you're not having to apologize to the politician. Can we do that as a sketch?
No, we cannot.
And just pretend Matt's been cancelled because he was kink shaming this guy.
No, we cannot. We will not. This is the last we speak of it. We've still got a mind blowing fact from someone else. All right.
I would not do a listener the disservice of having their name associated with this program. As if we could do that to someone.
All right. Well, we're very sorry, Aaron. Hold on for a fact next week. Your fact comes back next week. We promise.
We thank you for joining us. It's been a whole heap of fun. And we'll be with you again for a big show tomorrow.
Yeah, can't wait. Fridays. Love it. See you then.
That's it.
The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.